Hey there, I am back and I am ready to dig into some more combo about macros. And I made that rhyme again. And if you listened to the last episode, you know all about that. You know how skilled I am. But anywho, in the last episode, I was sharing about how eating balanced meals have changed the game for me. I wanted to go back to the basics and talk about the benefits of making sure that each meal that you eat has a balance of protein, carbs, fiber, and healthy fats. So, at last episode, I dug into protein and I promised that I would get into the benefits of carbs, fiber, and fat. And my word is bond, so let's get into it. Do you want to lose weight, but you're so tired of starting over? Are you frustrated with yourself because you can't stay committed to your fitness goals? Do you wish you could stop the habits that you know are keeping you from reaching your goals? I'm LaDawn Hickman, a certified holistic nutrition weight loss and accountability coach, and I'm so glad you found me because I know what it's like to want to achieve your weight loss goals, but you can't seem to get there. Many of us think that if we only had more willpower or found the right diet, that we can lose weight. I'm here to tell you that willpower isn't the answer to weight loss. The truth is that we have to shift our mindset about our relationship with ourselves and food. We then have to rework and rethink our habits to get our body in balance. I firmly believe the saying that we first make our habits and then our habits make us. When we focus on making changes in those areas, then our minds and bodies are working together and weight loss is simple. Now, hold up, I didn't say it was easy, but it doesn't have to be complicated. So join me as we do a 180 and build some healthy habits together. Welcome back to the Healthy Habits 180 podcast. I am LaDawn Hickman, a wife, a mom, a holistic nutrition weight loss coach, and someone who is dedicated to helping my tribe, ladies over 40, meet their health and wellness goals. So, if that is you, I am super duper glad that you are here with me today. So, we're talking about carbohydrates, carbs, 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 and more carbs. I love carbs. Who does not love carbs? I love carbs, right? But carbs have gotten a really bad rep lately, haven't they? Actually, for a long time, carbs have gotten a really bad rep. And rightfully so, right? Well, no, that is not right. Because carbs are good for the body. Despite what everybody says, we need carbs. We cannot function well for an extended amount of time without carbs. Trust me, in my days of competition, I have deprived myself, and I'm not proud to say it, of a carbs, and I know firsthand how the lack of carbs can really be detrimental to your overall health. So I'm not advocating that and I'm not making light of that, but I'm just, when I think about some of the things that I did, I have to shake my head and kind of laugh about it because when you know better, you do better. But like anything else, it's the kinds of carbs that we eat on the regular that make all the difference in the world. So, I'm going to talk about carbs today, and let's just talk about the two types of carbs. They are the complex and simple. And again, I'm going to keep things super duper simple for you because I don't want this to be something where I am really going deep dive and making it a snooze fest. I want to give you the high level and hit you with the high notes. And then if you want to do additional research, you can, because there's lots of information out there. You can definitely do that research. So again, I want to make it high level for you, but I want to give you enough, I guess, meat and substance behind the topic so that you can be informed about it. So again, let's talk about complex and simple carbs. So I'm going to start with complex. So complex carbs, they're found in foods like grains, starchy vegetables, and some fruits. And the cool thing about complex carb is that they provide energy over an extended period of time and they're digested slowly. So they help to stabilize blood sugar levels, they improve heart health, and some of them are a good source of vitamins and minerals. So some examples of complex carbs are brown rice, sweet potatoes, which is one of my all-time favorites, but you put some cinnamon on that and a little bit of butter. Chef's kiss. All right, and some other examples are oatmeal, quinoa, farro, and butternut squash. And let's talk a little bit about butternut squash. Butternut squash is actually a good replacement for spaghetti strings. If you like cut it in half and you bake it in the oven face down and then you turn it over and scoop out the middle, you got some spaghetti strings, y'all. Again, chef's kiss. All right, so I digress on that. But those are some examples of the complex carbs. So let's talk about simple carbs. And simple carbs are really what's giving carbs overall a bad rep. The simple carbs are found in refined and processed foods like white sugar, white bread, and of course, candy. Now, the simple carbs, they're going to give you that boost of energy, but unlike complex carbs, they're digested really quickly. And the main problem with that is that it can cause a spike in blood sugar and energy levels. And you know what happens when you have that spike in blood sugar and energy levels. It's when you fatigue and you have that crash, then that brings your sugar levels back to normal. That's the downside of ingesting a lot of simple carbs. And also eating too many simple carbs, it can cause weight gain because they are so easy to consume. Trust me, I know. Have you ever just tried to eat a handful of any chips? Doesn't matter if it's Lay's or not, but have you just tried to eat just a few? Eating just a few chips, and at least for me, I'm going to speak for me, but I'm pretty sure that it's the case for most of us. Eating just a few, it's nearly impossible. And that's purposeful, by the way. But that's a different podcast altogether, and I will visit that in the future. But the point is that the weight gain with simple carbs is associated with not eating them, but over consuming them. And just to be clear, examples of simple carbs again are white sugar, refined breads, candy, and cereals with added sugar. Now, I would be a hypocrite if I told you to eliminate all simple carbs from your diet. I know from experience and from study, again, that it's nearly impossible to do. But what I will tell you from experience and study, that the less you consume the simple carbs, the less you will crave them. So when I was, tooling around the grocery store, I would get all of my healthy staples, but I would also toss in to my cart like my treat snacks. I make sure that I have a couple of treats as well because, I'd have that craving or that sweet tooth. And here's the plan that I would have is that I would take my treats and I would bag them into individual servings and I would eat them over a course, of a week or so. And one of my favorite things that I used to like to get was, I don't know if you guys have heard of those popcorners. There is one that has like this kettle corn flavor. And when I tell you, they are the bomb. Have you ever tried those? Okay. If you have, let me know. Drop by my Facebook group and let me know. And if you have not, then I highly recommend that you don't. Do not try them because they are so addictive. And again, they are nearly impossible to have just a handful of the recommended serving. And I'm here to tell you that it isn't the discipline piece of it. I'm going to give you a high level of reason why you can't just eat one or, why you can't just eat a serving of those. The brain is responsible for regulating the levels of sugar in the bloodstream. So when the body eats simple carbs, the brain signals the pancreas to release insulin, which helps convert the glucose into energy. The energy is then provided to the brain to help it with, the cognitive functions like thinking and things of that nature. The brain is also responsible for sending signals that indicate when the body needs more simple carbs. So you remember when I said that simple carbs are digested quickly? So you get that spike of sugar in the blood, that quick burst of energy, which again, it's a quick burst. The body starts looking for more simple sugar in order to keep that burst of energy going. And then the cravings begin. So don't blame yourself when you devour a bag of snacks in one day or even one sitting. And if you don't, that was me. It's just the kind of snacks that you're eating. So, you know I went off on a tangent about the simple carbs, but having the foundational understanding can help you make the difference between eating, let's say, sweet potatoes and some potato chips. So before I wrap up the carbs discussion, let's get into fiber, because fiber is a type of carbohydrate that is not easily digested and it is not absorbed by the body. Because of this, it takes longer to digest, causing the body to feel fuller longer. And this is so important. When you think about, you know, there are days when you feel like you're snacking or you're snacky and you always want to have a snack. Again, it's because of the types of carbs that you're eating, you're not feeling fuller. So when you start to eat more foods that include fiber, then you start to feel fuller longer. Fiber also helps to slow the absorption. I get so excited, you guys, so I trip over my words, but fiber also helps to slow the absorption of other nutrients, which again contributes to the body feeling fuller longer, which is so key. And like protein, we often do not get enough fiber, but it is so important. In my opinion, all food ranks high, but it should rank high in priority when it comes to foods that we should be eating daily. And I'm going to tell you, me and fiber and me, we are inseparable these days. We don't part, because I've been having some stomach issues, and I have to tell you on another episodes, but me and fiber, we are bestie these days. So spoiler alert, there'll be more information about that. But just to let you know that fiber is something that is really something that I'm prioritizing these days. So don't sleep on fiber, because it helps to regulate the body's digestive system. It prevents constipation. Nobody wants to be constipated. It helps to reduce the risk of some cancers, some heart disease, diabetes, and fiber helps to reduce cholesterol levels. So when I was looking to incorporate more fiber into my diet, I was like, okay, so not only do I struggle with getting protein, now I'm going to have to try to figure out how to get more fiber into my diet. Like carbs and fat, no issues. I can do that all day, but trying to figure out how to incorporate more protein and fiber, it had me thinking, okay, how am I going to do this? And I had this thought of me sipping on a Metamucil at the end of my last meal each day. But there are a number of foods that are high in fiber as well as other macronutrients, like avocados and almonds, which are also a good source of fat, and sweet potatoes, oats, and apples, which are also good sources of complex carbs. So there are foods that I consume on a regular basis, which made it easier for me to make sure that I was getting the macronutrients as well as the fiber that I needed. So you don't have to think about incorporating lots of foods. Think about eating foods that basically are double duty. For instance, the yogurt parfait that I was talking about in the last episode. And if you listen to that one, I told you that I love that yogurt bowl, and I was probably going to be talking about it a lot. But anywho, with that yogurt bowl, I sometimes add chia seeds, because they're a very good source of fat and fiber. So I'm getting a lot of bang for my buck. I'm getting the fiber from the chia seeds, and I'm also getting the fat from the chia seeds. I'm getting the protein from the yogurt. Remember, I also added a little scoop of protein as well. And then I'm getting my complex carbs from any of the fruit that I decide to add that day. So don't sleep on the fiber, y'all. It is very, very important. And speaking of sleep, I don't want to put you to sleep, so let's put a pin in this episode for now. We have talked about protein, carbs, and fiber, and I'm going to wrap up this Back to the Basics macro series in the next episode, in which I'll be talking about fats, and I'm also going to give you some simple strategies on how to help you create balanced meals. So please make sure you come back and hang out with me. And until the next episode, take the very best care of capital Y-O-U. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the Healthy Habits 180 podcast. I hope you found a nugget of information that will help you on your health and wellness journey. And if you want more information on how to do a 180 on your habits, come back as I drop episodes weekly. Also, if you'd like to be supported by women on the same journey, please join my Facebook group by doing a search on Healthy Habits 180. I'll also link it down below in the show notes. In the Facebook group, you'll get daily encouragement, support, and tips on how to stay on top of your habits. I also run free challenges to keep you encouraged and motivated. Again, thanks so much, and until the next episode, peace and blessings to you.